That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Well, I guess we can say that fall is almost here. Now that we've said goodbye to the last big summer holiday, I suppose most folks sort of expect to settle down and get back on the job. Vacations are over, and while we'll probably have some more pleasant weekends, the business of making a living will occupy more of our thoughts. And how about that day now and then when a nagging headache comes along to slow you down? Better be prepared by keeping a supply of Alka-Seltzer where you work as well as at home. Yes, Alka-Seltzer can prove to be a mighty good assistant to keep on the job with you, because it can really come to the rescue with fast relief when a headache is the result of a busy morning of work. And fast relief is what you want when you have to keep right on the job. So the next time you go to your drugstore, buy two packages of Alka-Seltzer instead of one. Keep one package at home, as usual, and the other package where you work. Then, if you should have a headache in the middle of the day, you're sure of getting fast relief the Alka-Seltzer way. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, believing that Abner has become a great horse lover, his wife, Elizabeth, has arranged for them to spend 2 weeks on a dude ranch out west. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot 'em Down store talking to Abner about his proposed vacation. Listen.
Well, Abner, I don't know why you don't just stand right up on your own two hind feet and tell Elizabeth you don't want to go to no dude ranch out west.
I did tell her that, Lum, but it never made no difference. She went right ahead and telegraphed out there for some reservations.
And she did that already?
She has did it.
Oh, my.
I'm stuck, that's all it
is. Well, where is this place you're going to?
I don't know. Out west.
Well, out west is a pretty big place. Whereabouts out west?
Well, it's near some town out there.
But what town? If you don't know any more about where it is now than you do then, you ain't never going to get there.
I hope I don't.
Do you know what state it's in? Montana, Wyoming, Arizona?
I think Elizabeth said it was Las Vegas.
Las Vegas? Oh, Las Vegas.
Well, if it's lost, I know I'll never find it.
Well, that ain't a state.
Well, it must be, because that's where we're going.
That's a town.
Oh.
And it's in Nevada.
It's here.
Why, sure.
Doug is going clean out of the country. Elizabeth never told me that.
You ain't going out of the country. Nevada's a state, and it's in the United States. Ain't you never looked at a geography book?
I don't know, Lum. I'm just so unstrung over this whole thing. I don't have no idea what I'm doing. Going out there, taking my life in my hands.
What do you mean, taking your life in your hands? You're just going to this dude ranch, ain't you?
Yeah, but the Indians is what I'm worried about.
Indians?
Why, sure, there's bound to be a lot of them out there in that wild country.
Oh, for pity's sakes. There ain't many Indians left out there, I don't think.
You reckon I'll get scalped out there?
No, not by the Indians, leastways.
Huh?
Look, Abner, they got a lot of modern stuff out there in the Wild West now. Got things built up just about as good as they have in the city here. You've been reading too many of them Western magazines. Things ain't like that no more.
They ain't, huh?
Of course not. As far as Indians is concerned, there might be a few Navajos around, but that's about all. Most of them's in the blanket business, I understand. So you ain't got nothing to worry about out there.
Well, maybe. Of course, there's them wild animals.
Wild animals?
Oh, them hills out there's bound to be full of them, Lum. Wildcats, bears, tigers, camels.
There ain't no camels out there, I know that for sure. You find them in the deserts.
Well, there's a desert out west, Lum.
Funny, that's right, ain't it?
Why, sure, at Mojave or something.
Well, there is camels out there, I don't think they're wild.
Well, I wouldn't want to run up again a non-wild one, even.
Well, I doubt if you will. I'm feared you're worrying too much about this trip. It ain't half as bad as you're trying to make out.
I don't know about that, Lum. Even the ad telling about this place says it's bad there.
Why, that's ridiculous.
It does.
If it was going to all the expense of running the ad, they wouldn't say nothing bad about the place.
Well, you just wait a minute. I believe I've got that thing with me. I'll just show you.
Oh, you must have read it wrong or something.
No, I never. I cut it out of the magazine where Elizabeth found it just to show you. Now, where did I put that thing? I like
it.
Well,
there. They wouldn't run their own place down. I know that.
Hey, wait, here it is right here in my hat band. I know I had it somewhere. Now, looky here. El Rancho Cucaracha.
Great, they got a fancy enough name for the place. That's Mexican for something, ain't it?
I don't know. It might be. El Rancho Cucaracha, the West Most Colorful Dude Ranch.
Nothing wrong with that.
Just wait. Horseback riding, swimming, tennis, and badmintons.
Huh?
There it is in black and ink right
Well,
there.
Wait now. What was that again?
Badmintons. I don't know what mittens is, but whatever it is, it's bad there. And they come right out flat-footed and admit to it.
That's cuter, ain't it?
That'll just give you an idea the kind of place it is.
Well, leastways, they're honest.
Well, yeah, you can say that about them, I reckon.
I don't think I'd worry about that, though, Admiral. Because chances are you ain't going to take up mitten no ways.
No.
Special since you don't even know what it is.
Well, that's the trouble right there. Might be something I'd enjoy. And then that'd be the one thing they've got there that ain't no good, and I'd crave it every meal.
Well, I might not be sure you wouldn't enjoy minting and whatever it is.
Well, I don't know, Lum. I might just be a natural-born mintiner and never knowed it before.
Well, I wouldn't bet too much money on that if I was you.
Didn't think I'd like olives either till I tried it. Now, here's another thing they got in this ad that I can't figure out. It says, meals, American plan.
American plan?
Yeah. Only plan I know for meals is just draw up a chair to the table and load up your plate with vittles, draw your fist back quick before you get a fork in it and start chomping.
Well, that's the best plan, all right. No, no two ways about that, but I think that must mean something else.
I've always lived in America, and that's the way I've always lived. My papa before me ate that way. His papa for him. Clean back to all my ancestors, I think. We all ate that way.
I think that's got something to do with how you pay for the meals.
Well, I reckon that is a problem, figuring out how to pay for the meals after you get there. More like they charge you six prices. Them robbers.
No, I mean, I believe it's like this. I think it means that the price of the room includes all your meals, and so you've got to eat them all right there at the place.
Well, I sure wouldn't want to tote them out and eat them somewhere else. Appears to me if I pay for the meals, the least they can do is let me have a place to sit down and eat them. I don't want to have to go out on the road and sit there with a bunch of camels and Indians eating, or out in some pasture. Doggies about to get run over trying to eat sitting in the road. Besides, that'd be dusty and hot out there. No, this trip just ain't going to work out at all.
Well, now, Edmund, you're just putting all these terrible ideas in your own mind yourself.
Despise it.
What you did, just scare yourself half to death. Sounds to me like it'd be a wonderful trip for you.
Wonderful trip?
Why, sure. Huh. Now, if it's me, I'd just love to get out there in the Wild West for a few weeks or months.
You would?
Why, sure. Of course, that's a kind of a life for an outdoor man of my type anyway.
When did you get to be that type?
Oh, I've always been that type. Just ain't had no chance to show it before.
Well?
The store here has always kept me pretty well tied down, you might say. But I'll tell you, Abner, underneath this grocery apron beats the heart of a cowboy.
Whose is it? It can't be yours, I know that.
It is mine. You just don't know me, Abner. Not the real me. Not the rugged, two-fisted Lum Edwards.
I don't believe I've ever met him.
Yes, sir, Abner. There ain't no one thing I'd rather do than to get out there and live amongst the hills and rocks with nothing but my horse and the stars above for a blanket at night.
Well, the stars won't bother you too much, but that horse is going to get awful heavy if you use him for a blanket.
Nature boy Edwards.
What'd you say, Lum?
Oh, nothing. Granny's Admiral, you don't know how lucky you are getting to make a trip like that. It ought to be me that's going.
I wished it was.
Yes, sir, that's the life for me. Living in the wide open air, cooking my coffee in an old tin can over a bonfire, jump on my horse and roll a couple of cigarettes in the wind.
Not going to wait for the coffee, huh?
What'd you say?
To be honest, I don't blame you. More likely tastes terrible out of that old tin can anyway.
Oh, no, that's the way I like it, Abner. Anything that's rough and ready, that's for me. Old rattlesnake Edward, sidewinder Lum.
Oh, rattlesnake.
Oh, what I'd give to get out there in that land of the coyotes, climbing out of my bedroll at sunup, strumming my guitar around the campfire at night.
Doggy, that was a fast day.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam.
And they got buffaloes out there, too?
I don't know, but I hope so.
Oh, me.
Just love to ride herd on a batch of wild buffalo.
Oh, my.
Yahoo! Get back, you critters. Get in line.
Long, now calm yourself down.
Oh, I tell you, Admiral, that's where I belong. Yes, sir. Don't fence me in.
One more yell like that and they'll pin you up, I'll tell you that.
Where's my guitar? Hey, Grannies, I believe I'll get it down and strum off a few prairie tunes right now.
You ain't got no guitar, Lum.
Huh?
Fact is, you can't even play one.
Grannies, that's right, ain't it?
I don't know what's the matter with you. You blowed your cap there, boy.
Well, I might not be able to play the guitar, but that western life's what I was cut out for, I know that. Riding, roping, shooting, branding, bulldogging, lariating, pounding leather all day long.
What do you want to pound up a batch of leather for?
Grannies, you're such a tenderfoot, Abner. You don't know nothing. When you ride a horse, you're pounding leather.
Oh, you mean slapping around the saddle? Yeah, I saw you ride. You would be pounding, all right. I think that was your ring, Lum.
You know, I believe I'd give everything I've got just to get out under them western skies.
Oh, that was your ring just now.
Oh, that shows you right there that I was never cut out for the city life. Telephones and all that junk.
Well, for goodness sakes alive, Lum, I never heard you rave and take off. Why don't you answer the phone
before
they run your batteries down?
Hello, John, I'm down store. Lum Edwards talking.
Don't that boy went whole bluff.
Oh, just a minute, Elizabeth. I'll let you talk to Abner.
Hop along, Edwards.
Huh? Oh, well, what was you wanted?
Wants me to come home and start packing out down.
Who, me? Oh, that's silly, Elizabeth. Abner ain't going to get lonesome.
I'll get et by a buffalo, sure as a
I don't care if he did mention it himself. You can't go by what he says.
I thought old Blue, when he bit me, that was
yeah, but Elizabeth. Yes, Mom?
Buffalo.
Yes, Mom. That's wonderful. Yes, Mom. Goodbye. Now you've did it.
Huh?
Elizabeth invited me to go along with you on this trip.
Oh, did she finally change her mind and agree to it, Lum? Well, hooray!
A fine friend you turned out to be.
Huh?
What are you trying to do, kill me? It's dangerous out there. I wouldn't go out there amongst all them camels and rattlesnakes and buffaloes for nothing in this world.
is Nature Boy Edwards really destined for the rugged life? If he is, somebody had better warn the buffaloes. Now let's talk about food. Everyone likes to eat good food, but everyone doesn't always use perfect discretion about the amount of food and the mixtures that agree with digestion. Every once in a while, most of us get dessert happy. Eat too much or too fast, and then we learn the meaning of that unpleasant term, acid indigestion. Now, if that happens in your home, I hope you're prepared with Alka-Seltzer's soothing comfort, because Alka-Seltzer offers you such amazingly fast and effective relief. Yes, for acid indigestion, be wise, alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. And so you'll never run out of Alka-Seltzer, don't forget this advice. When your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. Don't take chances on getting all the essential vitamins you need from the food you eat. Remember this. Government surveys show that the meals of 3 out of 4 persons are short on vitamins. Don't take chances. Instead, take one-a-day brand multiple vitamins. Lack of vitamins in your food can cause you to feel under par and run down. Don't take chances. Instead, take one-a-day brand multiple vitamins. 60 capsules, 2 months supply, only $2 at any drugstore. Potency guaranteed by Miles Laboratories. Lack of vitamins in your food can keep you from feeling your best and looking your best. So don't take chances. Take one-a-day brand multiple vitamin capsules. Listen every day, Monday through Friday at this time, for Lum and Abner down in Pine Ridge, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Now, listen to it fizz. That's Alka-Seltzer's way of wishing you real relief from the miserable discomfort of a nagging headache. Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer now if you have a headache, and see how much better it can make you feel. Gene Baker speaking. CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.